This Shabbos is known as Shabbos Parsha Shkolin, and is the Shabbos Mevolchim, Chodesh Adar, the Shabbos prior to Adar, in which we begin reading the first of the four extra parshias that the sages enacted to be read in proximity and within the month of Adar. So why do we read Parsha Shkolin? What is its meaning, its source? And why do we read it this Shabbos as opposed to a different Shabbos? So, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in chapter 685, that on the Shabbos prior to Reish Chodesh Adar, we read Parsha Shkolin, and in the event that Reish Chodesh Adar, meaning the second day of Reish Chodesh, which is the first of Adar, falls on Shabbos, then we read Parsha Shkolin on Reish Chodesh itself. Why do we read it on this Shabbos? So the Taz over there in 685.1 explains as follows. The Torah requires that the sacrifices of the temple be brought using the money of the New Shkolim Fund each year, beginning from the month of Nisan. So according to Torah law, every single year there would be a new fund that funded the karbonis that were brought to the Beis HaMikdash starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan. How did they accumulate the money for this new fund? That was through the half-shekel donation. The half-shekel donation that was collected was used starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan for the karbonis of that year. So when did they collect these funds, the half-shekel? The half-shekel was collected in the month of Adar. The Taz thus concludes that we thus read the portion of the half-shekel donation in proximity to the month of Adar as a reminder of this requirement to give the half-shekel. And it's implied from the Taz, very interestingly, that this parsha of Shkolim was already read in the times of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Because also then they needed reminders. If today we have a reminder, certainly then when they actually gave the physical half-shekel, they needed reminders. So it ends up that this custom of reading Parsha Shkolim is something that has been done for thousands of years, even in the times of the temple. The Mishnah Berurah adds in 685.2 that also by reading Parsha Shkolim, we follow the verse which says, "Uneshalma parm svaseinu," which means that by reading a portion of a karban, it's as if we brought the karban. And so to today, by reading this parsha in the Torah, it's as if we fulfill the mitzvah bringing the half shekel. Accordingly, reading Parsha Shkolim is not just a commemoration of what was done in the past, but it's an actual fulfillment of the half shekel, at least on a verbal level. What is the portion that we read for Machtzis HaShekel? So the portion that is read is brought in the Mechaber 685.1, and that is from the beginning of the Parsha of Kisisa until the words Lechaper al Nafshei Seichem in verse 16. The Haftarah for Parsha Shkolim, according to the Chabad custom as well as the Sfaradic custom, is read from Vayichres Yehuda, the Yichres Yehayada, as this discusses the Shkolim donation. On this Shabbos, we take out two Torah scrolls from the Ark. From the first Torah scroll, we read until Shvi, not Maftir. We then place the second Torah scroll on the Bima, which is followed by Half Kaddish, Hagba, is then done to the first scroll, and then we read from Maftir, from the second Torah scroll, the portion of Shkolim. In the event that congregation forgot to take out a second Torah scroll and read Parsha Shkolim, then if they remember that Shabbos, there's a dispute in Peskim if they are still allowed to read it at all, because some Peskim hold it must be read in close proximity to the weekly portion that is read that Shabbos. In the event that they only remembered after Shabbos, then the extra Parsha cannot be made up on a later Shabbos, and the opportunity is lost.